Have you ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Gazan Health Ministry reports hundreds of aid workers have been killed in Israel's assault on Gaza over the last few months. But many healthcare workers in Chicago are still traveling to the war zone to care for the wounded, including emergency medicine doctor Tammy Abuganame. She tells WBEZ's Reset she was working in a hospital nearby when Gaza's prominent Al-Shifa hospital was raided and destroyed by Israeli forces.
There's nothing that feels worse to a healthcare worker than knowing that the place that you worked and the place that could help people is now a target, a military target, and there was nothing that was going to be able to compensate for it.
The Israeli military says the siege on Al-Shifa was targeted at Hamas. Dr. Abuganame says there are now just 10 partially functioning hospitals in the Gaza Strip, and she plans to return very soon. Illinois lawmakers are proposing legislation to build an online hub for caregivers. My colleague Esther Yunji Kang reports the web portal would be a one-stop shop for people to find local resources and support groups, plus lists of long-term care centers. The bill originates from an AARP study that shows 1.3 million family caregivers don't have the information and money to help their aging relatives. Rick Planos took care of his mother for 5 years. She had Alzheimer's.
Caregiving is so much more than the medical side of things. It's insurance. It's making your home accessible. It's all these things I had no background in. It's overwhelming.
If the bill passes, the site would be managed by the Illinois Department on Aging. Chicago Park District workers have reached a tentative agreement with the city on a new 5-year contract. SEIU Local 73 says the deal would increase wages for more than 2,000 workers. The move could help improve recruitment and retention. The union says park programming has dropped by a third in 5 years. Union membership still needs to vote on that deal. And Chicagoans may soon get to ride electric scooters 24/7. My colleague Tessa Weinberg reports residents are currently prohibited from riding Lime and Spin e-scooters between the hours of midnight and 5 in the morning. The City Council Licensing Committee has advanced a plan to remove that ban. The City Transportation Department says the number of injuries from scooters are down as of 2022, but the number of crashes still alarms alderperson David Moore, who says he had a close brush with an e-scooter rider while he was driving.
I literally almost wiped the guy out at night in dark clothing and everything. And he just flew through the red light at a high speed. And I literally had to just stop and gather myself because it was like I could have killed him.
The city reiterated e-scooters are equipped with lights and helmets are not required. Mild and cloudy today, a high in the low to mid-60s. And then tonight, cloudy, some rain overnight, a low in the upper 40s. And a rainy Thursday, it'll be breezy and cooler and a high near 50. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.